You are now locked in live from the 48205 Red Zone.
I ain't never been on E-Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, nice to get wise up.
Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Check one. Check motherfucking two.
Yeah.
Slim Glizzy. I don't know what the fuck kind of Friday this is, niggas.
Silence gonna be a while.
That's Friday, though.
Oh, my God.
Whatever kind of Friday this is gonna be.
Slim Glizzy. Is that supposed to make me stop eating this motherfucker?
I don't know, man. It's up to you.
Hey, niggas, your meats, man. Do what you want to.
And I'm tempted. You got to tell me that shit, man.
What you want with your meats? What you want with your meats, cuz?
No, that's the last thing you got to do is tell me that, bitch.
Oh, shit, dog.
On the front of foot, that's all.
Believe that.
Right. All right. Y'all niggas motherfucking ready, dog?
Let's fucking go, guys.
If you are now listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Pandora, man, make sure you click that plus sign so that you get notify every time we go live. And of course, to keep the lights on around this motherfucker, dog, please hit our Patreon page.
Yo.
patreon.com/eblockradio, dog. All right, let's get to the shits, man.
Let's go.
Yo, you know what it is, man. The livest cloud radio show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. I got my man Angry Man in the building. Got my man 2G's in the building.
More dope.
My nigga Monk Money holding it down.
Yeah.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Motherfucking freaky Friday.
Yeah.
Shit, what's the deal with y'all motherfucking niggas, man? Angry Man, what's popping with you and shit? Came in with this motherfucking Compton's Finest jacket on and shit.
Yeah.
So like you game banging up.
Straight out of low cast.
Right. Rolling 60s ass nigga.
Outside of these niggas.
Crazy motherfucking that Gusto.
Clouding my jacket and my meats.
Whoa. Pause.
I feel good, man.
I guess so.
For the first time in a long time, I feel good.
That's what's up.
Good.
I got some motherfucking sleep last night, man. You wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
I think I only woke up once.
Damn. Out the whole night?
Yeah, like 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You know, sat there for about 5-10 minutes. Went back to sleep, man.
That's what's up.
Secondly, I got a shout out to give.
Okay.
To my motherfucking road dog. To the R. Happy birthday, young man. We gonna try to have a good day today.
That's today?
Yeah.
Damn, well, I thought that shit was next week and shit.
Nah.
Shout out to the Radar Superstar, man.
To the R.
How old is that nigga now?
10.
10. This nigga in double digits. This nigga old as fuck.
Ooh, shit, he surpassed my dog.
Nah, that nigga OG in the game and shit.
Yeah. So, yeah. I guess he want to go skating. I know the nigga think he's sweetness or something. So.
That nigga said sweetness. Dog, you dumb as hell.
But it surprised me. The nigga can't skate, though. That's,
yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, skating used to be the shit, nigga. Yeah. I dare not do that shit now.
Yeah, he want me to go, but I told him I ain't getting no damn skates, man.
Hell no. Nigga, we go down that bitch as a rat.
Yeah, I'm down there.
Hell yeah. Smoking my cigarette like Sam Jackson.
Yeah, I'm going to roll over, though, before I don't get rolled over.
That bitch crawling on all fours looking gay as hell.
Gay as hell.
Get your ass up, nigga.
Right. But nah,
they
man.
Look like they about to get the glizzy.
God damn.
But nah, shout out to him, man. He wanted me to fire up the grill, so I guess yeah. I fire up the grill for him.
Shit, I'm gonna have to come outside for this shit.
Drop him off at State Land so he can. I don't know if he's taking the date or not. You know, I told him.
You're not knowing dog. You know.
I'm not doing that.
Hey, we talking about poly life today and shit. My dog on that poly shit.
Ain't he?
He owned it already.
He owned it already. Shit, his girl got a girlfriend and they all girlfriends.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. Shout out to the dog doing his thing at 10.
He said doing his thing at
10. Man. 10. Yeah. Hey, all right, we'll get into that in a minute. I'm going to bring this back up.
But nah, man. You know, I'm going to let him get his roll bounce on.
Yeah, for sure.
Let him enjoy his day.
Right.
I actually took the day off for him because he asked me to.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's what's up.
Yeah, yeah. So what else you go do with dog and shit? That's it?
That's all he wants.
Eat some motherfucking barbecue.
Nah, that's all he want.
Yeah. Okay.
Easy like Sunday
he's
morning.
He's simple for a 10-year-old and shit.
Easy yeah. like Sunday morning. That's all he want to do.
Right, so you got all them girls, though. They the ones want to do the extravagant shit, probably.
Oh, yeah. You know that.
Yeah, yeah, all day. What else you got going on,
dog? Not much, man. I was outside of that. Like I said, I got some fucking sleep last night, man.
We all excited for you, dog.
Yeah, I'm excited for my damn self. This how you motherfuckers feel when y'all get sleep, man?
Yeah, I mean, that's how you supposed to, though. It's a natural occurrence.
Need to do that shit more often.
But buddy, that was probably what you were.
Man, shit, man. Nigga went from no job to working, nigga. My whole body hurt, though. So, you know what I mean? That's what that is for me, nigga. I got off work last night, bro. Feet felt like they was sizzling in a skillet, bro.
Nigga said sizzling.
Them bitches was hurting, you understand me? But other than that shit, I ain't been doing shit, man. Y'all check out my dog, Big Bo, man. He in Madison. What is it, Madison? Sterling? I don't know, man. It's on 11 Mile and John R. between 11 and 12 Mile, Big Bo.
Safe to say, you don't know.
That's probably Madison Heights. Probably.
Madison Heights, yeah. Big Bo, you know what I mean? I holler at him, dog, but now they're helping him out, dog. I know he don't want me to say nothing because he's by himself, you know what I'm saying? Mm. But shit, I'm going to give him some recognition, bro.
Yeah.
Dude got all the good fast foods you want. I ain't going to lie, dog.
He's got all the good stuff and shit.
Oh, man, dog. Egg rolls, bro. Like, you got these motherfucking shrimpers, chicken and spinach egg rolls.
That shit fire.
Oh.
You going up there today?
I don't know. Maybe when I get off the other joint.
Stupid.
Nigga went from working no job to two of them. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? That's been my life, you know what I'm saying?
The other thing says feet was sizzling. I automatically started thinking of that Dave Chappelle skit with fucking Tyrone Biggins and shit. When he was doing
across the cold.
Yeah, walk across the cold.
Yes,
yada, yada, yada.
Right. Nigga feet sizzling.
That's how my shit feel like last night, bro. But I'm back, you know what I'm saying? It's easy peasy, you know what I'm saying? Once I get in the groove, I'll be all right. You know what
No doubt.
So that's about it for your boy, you know what I'm saying? Keeping low the flow like an ant, standing out the motherfucking way, you hear?
No, for sure. 2 G's in the motherfucking building and shit.
Yeah,
nigga,
for the
fresh
new
out
year.
The gym and shit.
For the new year and shit.
Nigga that went to the gym 2 times and shit, now you think he a fucking health nut and shit.
That's why I got the big ass
guy.
Yeah,
like big ass water and shit.
All these whites later and shit, man. We're gonna do a little session for him.
Yeah, alright. Right. Anyway, what's been popping with you, dog?
Shit, like you said, gym lifestyle, big fella.
Gym lifestyle.
No, man, just chilling, man. Working, man. You know, doing responsible dad shit, man.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to responsible dads and shit. You started off the show talking about little dog birthday and shit. So, like, yeah, shout out to responsible dads.
Yeah,
big up. All y'all niggas and shit. Fuck y'all kids, though.
I believe you, too.
Yeah, I believe them, too.
I don't mean that shit, man. I love the kids. What?
You just mad because your soldiers ain't marching.
Oh, I thought
they marching some towels and shit.
Paper towels and socks.
Paper towels, socks.
Everybody and shit about 13, 14
and pussies that's closed for business.
He's been shut down.
We'll be back for the summer.
We'll be back for the summer pussies.
Nah, I dig that, though.
Wow.
For me, though, you know, same old. Been doing the family thing all week and shit, man. Shout out to the fam. Had a good time last night, dog, with all my cousins and shit. Unfortunately, you know, obviously the situation is, you know, what it is. But, you know, me and the cousins had a good-ass time last night. Talking about some all kind of shit, bro. It's funny how family is, you know, once you come together for not the wrong reason, but the fucked up reason and shit. But you realize how much you miss the in-between and shit. So, I know niggas say this shit all the time, but like, yeah, if you got family and shit, motherfuckers that you fuck with, dog, reach out to their ass, like, keep in contact. I know niggas be so busy with their own life and shit that you forget to share that shit with your family and friends and shit, but do that shit, nigga, because, you know, here we go with that shit. Life is too short. You know, I gotta say that shit.
Sure.
So today, man, it's motherfucking Freaky Friday. We're talking about polyamorous relationships, dog. That's what we're talking about today. Is you about that motherfucking poly life, dog? That's what we're talking about today. Real quick, though, we got to do the spin the block segment, dog. Today, we're going to spin the block. We're going to spin the block in, I think, I believe. Now, I'm not sure, but I believe we're spinning the block in Philly.
Philly?
So, yeah, so here we go with Philly. Spin the block.
Got the drop on your center side.
So we spinning the block out in Philly, dog. Shout out to, dog, this is the funniest shit ever, bro. It's called Listen to This While You Shit. This is the name of the podcast. And dog, when I tell you, this shit be so fucking funny. Like, I honestly, what happened, I scrolled across dog and shit on IG, and he be doing clips and shit. And this clip that he was talking about was so motherfucking funny, dog. I had to listen to some episodes. So shout out to dog and shit. Damn, I can't remember his name, the actual host name. But the name of the podcast is Listen to This While You Shit. That's what it is on IG. So make sure you follow dog on IG. Listen
sound
to this.
Sound like some funny shit.
Dog, it is, bro. Listen to this while you shit, bro. Follow dog. Follow that podcast. Shit motherfucking hilarious. And it's just him. Like, he ain't got no co-hosts. And it's just him talking shit into a microphone, dog. Some of the funniest shit I never heard of. Yeah, I ain't sick, dog. I was yelling last night. Like, this the hoarse voice. And I know this is black people thing, Son of Liberty. It sound like we all aggressive, like we getting ready to fight and shit, but like niggas just be trying to scream over each other. And that's what happened last night. Yeah. We was all yelling and shit. Nah, I lost my fucking voice and shit. But yeah, so that's we spent the block and shit, dog. We about to go to commercial break. When we get back, though, we talk about that poly life, man. Is you down with that shit or no? We be back in a minute, dog. Till then, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet
Earth, guys.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Be back in a minute.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
So you've been thinking about starting a podcast, but you just don't know where to begin. You've done some research, but it seems a bit technical, and honestly, can be a little frustrating. We're here to help. I'm Quincy L. Lewis, and along with my colleague Miles Dixon, we've created the blueprint to help you create the podcast that you've always been dreaming about creating. Check out our ebook, Starting a Podcast, Quick Guide to Help You Get Started. Click the link in the description and order your ebook today. Overzealous police officers. Ancient laws that have been written over 100 years ago, a criminal justice infrastructure that needs to be overhauled, a prison system that rivals slavery. All of these things are a recipe for mass incarceration. So I wrote a book about it. Get your copy today of my best-selling novel, Those Brilliant Bastards. This is a fictitious account of a non-fictional reality of being black in America.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Check one, check two, dog. We back in the motherfucking building.
Yes, sir.
You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
That be Earth, motherfucker.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man, Monk Money, and 2G's in the motherfucking building.
Yeah.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Let's get to the shits.
Red zone, fuckers.
Son of Liberty crazy as hell, dog. I had to read this shit real quick. We was on commercial break. Talking about I sound like an LGBTQ white person. Whatever, man. I don't know. I'm trying to appeal to that audience, I suppose.
Wow.
Anybody who's listening to read my book and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a list. You got a list.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I want to understand this agreement that's coming from Angry Man, though.
What?
All the fuck was all that shit? I'm trying to figure out what that shit was.
I mean, you tried to appeal to the crowd eventually.
I'm trying to appeal to every crowd.
Yeah, eventually.
I'm trying to sell books.
This nigga
hair
thing out the back like
motherfucking
Easy E.
I just looked at this shit. He like Easy Q.
And you know what? The fuck,
you and this bitch.
The fucked up part about it.
Cruising down the street. Cruising down the block.
I had no checks on my
head. It's the LGBT word. White purple voice.
No, you gotta say it with a list.
Cruising.
Y'all niggas going to hell, dog. Alright, so let's get to the shits, dog. We talking about motherfucking the poly life, dog. Is you down with that shit or not? Angry Man. We gonna jump to you first, dog. What you think about that shit, dog? You, two women and shit in a for real relationship. You in a relationship with them, they in a relationship with you and each other. It's everybody just in a relationship, dog.
Oh, that's some weird shit.
It is. It is.
And it's probably a headache.
That's what I said. That's what I said originally.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's going to get jealous. Because that's just what women do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, no.
You ain't fucking with it?
No. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to do that, I don't want them to know each other.
Right. That's what I'm saying. that's the part I was saying.
But, you know, I mean, to each his own, man. You know, you got cats out there that's into that.
You know what
I mean?
Actually not into doing that. I mean, on
right.
Some
yeah.
Sexual shit, yeah. But on some
that sounds like some two G's type shit, though.
Man, because that's like two attitudes. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's a lot of shit to deal with, man. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, these. So, yeah, I ain't talking about just two, fucking. Like, this is a real relationship.
I mean, I would try, but my old lady won't like. I don't think she gonna let that shit fly. Right.
Two G's.
I think it'd be good for a week or two, you know what I'm saying?
Two
once
G's.
You get a check.
Two G's.
What's
that? Don't ever interrupt me again, man.
Damn.
She got real.
Damn.
Okay, I done lost my train of thought.
Cuh?
Yeah, you straight out of Compton.
Marquez Bust.
It's the coat. It's the coat and this nigga hat. We straight out of Compton.
Straight out of
Compton. Go ahead, man. How much more time, man?
I forgot now, man.
Bo said financially that shit might be beautiful, but my homegirl fuck with it and she happy. So.
She actually do that shit.
There's people out there who can deal with that shit.
Yeah. You know. Financially, I can see because it's three things in the pot. Nigga.
I mean, it's financially and yeah, you know what I mean. Like she go both ways at that point. You know what I mean. So you know what I mean. It probably works out great for her. You know what I mean. She in a situation where she got dick and pussy. You know what I mean. Like
yeah,
and happy life.
I just can't imagine that shit though. I seen that shit on. Remember what was dog name? The comedian shit, the light skinned nigga, D-Ray.
Yeah.
He had a whole show about that shit. Like he had two girlfriends and shit that lived there. I think how was that shit? Yeah. I think like they slept separately or some shit though, some shit like that. But they did everything together. Eventually them hoes got to fighting and shit though. But I feel like that's what it's always go. I ain't gonna say always, but I mean, you gotta have a good ass pick of women and shit that's comfortable doing that shit.
That's already into each other.
Yeah, and then like not even that though, like shit just on the tip of, like dudes be like, yeah, that shit, you know, that shit'll be gangster shit. But at the end of the day though, are you ready to deal with this motherfucker falling in love with the other bitch and shit and just like and quit fucking with you? Like you ready for that shit? Cause like you might think it ain't shit, like, yeah, I got these two bitches and what this, that, and the third and shit, but then like what happened when you really the third nigga out though?
Man, you come home with all your shit packed.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, now how you gonna deal with that shit?
We decided you been working. We decided we don't want no more dick.
Exactly. Now how you gonna deal with that shit though? I think Bo said he gotta do some work shit. All right, my nigga.
All right, Bo.
He said you automatically assume that they gonna have the same stank ass attitudes. Women that fuck with Polly are different. They really see old girl as a sister. Shit, how's he fucking her though?
Sister wife
and shit.
That's nasty.
He said that's it, right? Oh, what you fucking your sister?
Sister wife.
I don't know, dog. So you said no. You said it's a no for you?
No, it's a no for me.
Monk Money, what you say, bro?
I mean, shit, I'm cool with it, but I don't think my old lady cool with it. You know what I mean? Just because of that fact, I don't think I would ever do it. You know what I'm saying?
Except I don't think.
I don't think I ever, you know, get the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to do that shit. But I don't know, man. Like, some women are comfortable with it, bro.
Yeah.
Like you said, you got to get, you know, a nice pick of the two, you know what I mean?
Right.
To go through that shit because, shit, it's going to be a lot of arguments and, no, she. I nut it on her back. She didn't get like
I nut it on her back.
And she didn't get no nut on her back.
Like,
so
oh, you want it on your back?
Like shit.
Was quick. So
yeah.
Who turn is it right now?
Right.
Because she might. One of y'all gonna be disappointed at like, some point. You know what I mean?
Quick. Now they both mad.
Yeah, that's two shit to deal with. Like that's just a headache to me.
Everybody.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's just a headache to me, bro. Like I don't even need to put myself. It's hard to do. It's hard as fuck just dealing with this one, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I'm
saying. Two of the motherfuckers, bro. Like, god damn, dog. You get mad, you say you get, you know how you do sometimes, you know, we get into our feelings sometimes. We just get mad, like, man, get the fuck on. Then you hear two door slap, boom, boom. Like, what the fuck?
Damn. Or you slap twice.
Yeah.
You know, fuck that up. You come home and they're both bleeding at the same time.
Oh, man. Gotta be. That's fucked up picking.
Right.
That's fucked up picking.
That's two mouths, though.
Yeah.
Right,
I told you that was some 2G's type shit. I told you this is the type of shit he did.
He down to get beat up by his women and shit.
Yeah,
anyway, right?
Now,
so
we gonna go there.
I'm just saying. He used to that shit.
You got beat up too? Huh? You got beat up too?
Two.
Who else got beat? Your ass, nigga. Don't act like you ain't got. I'm an abusive relationship, nigga. Yeah. You just get your ass kicked every other day.
Yeah.
He's any other day. Let me see. On Wednesdays. That's it.
Yanni said, Yanni checking in. She said it's gangster until she said y'all probably needs another dude. Then it's some bullshit.
It's not a poly, it's an orgy, nah.
Right. Bullshit.
I definitely ain't doing that shit with no other dude or shit. But like I think it's still, I don't know. I'm just not doing it with a girl. That's what I'm saying.
Definitely ain't gonna do it with another glizzy. Hell no. Glizzy.
Oh, my bad, bro. It's your turn today, bro. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Dang, Son of Liberty just dumped us, though. We just got dumped like a girlfriend and shit, though. He said, I'm really done with you guys now. He said, you sound like the fucking comment section and not informed like you usually are. Please do better.
You know what? I'm getting kind of tired of this.
Damn, we got dumped and shit, dog. It's fucked up, dog.
You know what?
Have a good day, bro.
Hey, Red, rest in peace to our relationship.
Yeah, have a good day, bro.
Sing the song for us.
What's up?
The song you were just singing.
Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before you go too far. Like, damn, son, you can't have fun with the show sometime. We ain't gotta be serious all the goddamn time.
Fucking movie.
Hey, so my mom, he says it's a no for you.
It's definitely a no for me, bro. You know what I mean? And I want to give a shout out to Sons of Liberty, bro. Rest in peace.
I'm tripping, though. Like, damn, we can't have fun with the show. We gotta be serious all the goddamn time.
The Fugatti.
It's Freaky Friday, nigga.
All right, so you said nah.
Hell no.
2G's, man. What you say? You sound like you on the fence with that shit.
Man, yeah, I'm on, you know what I'm saying, the overly sexual side of me, you know what I'm saying? I'm all for two women, but I don't think it could work, man, cause unless you find, like, two that's really into to the whole concept and all that type of shit, this shit could actually work for real, but I don't know, man. I mean, I know I'm most definitely get away with shit today, but in my younger years, I probably have a disrespect shit like that in my younger years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, we all have done that shit.
I could have maneuvered, you know what I'm saying? You know, working personalities because I'm younger, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if that got to do with anything.
I don't either. I was just going to let you say it.
I don't know, dog, but shit. In my younger years, I probably would have, you know what I'm saying, been more, you know, I would have fucked with it, you know what I'm saying? But today, man, I don't know.
I told you that was that 2G shit. Yeah. How do you take the motherfuckers home to your parents?
Shit, these my boobs.
Same way you take one girl. You take two.
Your
dad, you know your dad is smiling and shit. No, mom's like, baby, both of them? At the same time now. They know about each other.
Right.
Like, yeah.
I get. So what's the difference between, because like I ain't really up. So what's the difference between like being in a poly relationship and just being in an open relationship? Like, if you're in an open relationship, that just means I'm just fucking somebody else. Yeah. But, like, they know, but we all not engaging. Right?
Yeah, okay. that's the difference right there.
Yeah, I feel it. Would y'all niggas do that shit?
Hell no, man. Fuck no.
What?
Open relationship.
Shit.
Hell no.
I'm single. I'm ready with that shit, bro. I'm single.
Hell
no.
You want to
have an open
what? That's all the fuck that is.
But that's the only reason why, though?
Huh?
That's the only reason why, because of who she might be fucking?
That sounds like you want to fuck around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If your girl wants to come to you and say, I'm in an open relationship, that sounds like you want to fuck around.
So you doing poly don't mean you want to fuck around?
No, I mean, poly, that's like an agreement we are fucking around. But open relationship, you don't.
Is that weird? It's an agreement that we fucking around.
You want to fuck around outside that bitch. No, man, I'm spending the open.
In order to get the new poly situation, somebody got to fuck around outside that motherfucker.
But that's different, though, bro.
Cause y'all working together.
Yeah, probably like, yeah, we going to just me and who I'm, you know, my woman, and we going to just shit together to find another third or whatever. Open, you just shit. All right, you go fuck around over here. I'm gonna fuck around over here.
We'll meet back at the house at 12:00.
Right. You got me dick on your breath. You know what I mean? What's that shit gonna fly?
What's the difference though?
I mean,
still fucking somebody else though. So what's the difference? I'm saying.
No, it is different.
That's a big multiple difference, people, bro.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Yeah, fuck multiple people, bro. In an open relationship, you only get fuck these two, and that's like, right, yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you just around fucking everybody and shit.
Yeah. So you wouldn't do that shit?
No, man, I'm single. I better have to do that bullshit. Yeah. I just want to fucking run.
Wow.
Peace. Well, Aggie Red, what you do with that shit, dog?
Do with what?
An open relationship. Well, she was like, you know what? Let's just have an open relationship.
I'm saying.
Damn, y'all, both y'all niggas feel like that?
Yeah. What's the point?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the same point that niggas have side bitches anyway. What's the difference?
What's the point?
To have side bitches and still go home, nigga.
The side bitches is invisible, nigga. Nobody don't know about that bitch. For real, like, nobody don't know about this bitch. This bitch is right here in the open.
You know what I'm saying? You dumb as hell, this bitch invisible. That's the difference. That's the difference.
You say the open relationship, she trying to come to the barbecue.
Yeah.
Fuck
that.
You on that same shit then, huh?
Yeah.
No, I say the open relationship is a no-go. Like, nigga, side bitch is invincible, dog.
I open up your inside bitch with this motherfucking knifey.
Damn, you killing bitches, though?
No. He always said he would.
I'm starting to think so, dog. If a motherfucker come up dead and shit, dog, you haven't heard this on this show, dog.
Right.
Is that a fucking leprechaun, dog?
I want to go play us a snap and shit.
Is that a leprechaun on Scooby-Doo and shit, dog? What the fuck? Sorry, dog. I got sidetracked and shit.
You gonna be in like this nigga on a Fatal Attraction?
No, and that's the thing, dog. Fucking Fatal Attraction, bro.
I had a joke, dog. I'm saying that shit later, dog.
Damn, what was it, nigga?
It was a straight jab, man. It was some funny.
Put it out there.
Fuck it. What?
No, man. I jabbed
it. Say it.
Oh, man. I don't want to do
it. It's the Wake and Bake Show. This is what we're
right.
Doing.
Right. I'm curious as fuck now. What was about to happen?
That's right, man. I let that nigga.
Mark.
No, we can get along and shit, man. I don't want to.
He trying about to fuck with me. I was on.
Yeah, I ain't start with y'all. We can get along. You know what I'm saying?
Mark.
I'm curious to see what that shit is, man. And don't forget about that shit after the show, nigga. I kind of want to know that shit, though. But so open relationship is a no. Fucking poly is a no and shit, right? I've seen some instances, like, I don't know anybody personally, but I've seen some instances where it did work. I mean, obviously, in other cultures, niggas be having multiple wives and shit, too. So, I mean, I see it can work. And maybe, shit, it probably is beneficial financially. How do that work with the kids, though, I wonder?
Oh, it's your mom.
Right, like, yeah, I don't like, so.
Mama number one, mama number two.
Yeah, then you got project twins and shit.
I guess that would be sweet. I don't know, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you grow up, like, you know, like, growing up as a kid, like, you know what's going on in that room. Shit,
yeah,
you know
exactly.
What
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
Like, you hear.
This nigga hot, dog.
And he's like, damn. Dad, man. Man, you like, damn, my dad, man, he got, like, Aunt Ma in that bitch.
Aunt Ma. Aunt Ma. Auntie Mama.
You got two auntie moms in that bitch? You
got Monty.
Did you just say Monty?
Monty.
Pause.
Oh, shit. Right.
That sounds like a dude.
Monty. Monty.
That influenced me to have, like, man, like, 2 years. Like, my dad got 2 years.
Yeah, so what about that shit, though? Because y'all got kids and shit, dog. Like, what if you was living that lifestyle and shit? Do you think that would fuck your kids up? Or fuck with them?
I mean,
if you, like, if you was, like.
Yeah, if I was into that, I wouldn't. Nah, I couldn't do it with kids.
I mean, if I'm into it and it's working, I'd be like, shit. Hey, son, daughter, you know what I'm saying? You little freaky fuckers. That's what it is.
That's a hard one to explain, though.
Yeah, good.
That's a hard one to explain to your kids.
Yeah. On some adult shit, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, younger, you know, you got two moms and shit, or two dads and shit, whatever freaky shit y'all work out.
Right. I don't know, that's just
explaining to kids.
Two G's, I'm not gonna tell you again.
Huh?
Okay.
Bro, what's up, man? You been game banging on me again? I cut you off again, my dog?
Yeah, I'm not gonna tell you again.
Man, third time a strike, huh?
Yeah.
Third time a strike.
If I lose my train of thought one more time because you interrupted me, it's gonna be some furniture moving in this motherfucker.
I'm glad I got a lot of furniture around this bitch.
Right. that is not a lot of. Now, what was you about to say, though?
You know, to ask me, it won't take long. But I don't remember no more.
This thing.
Bro.
Now, so the thing, like I said, with relationships, anyway, even if they involve a lot of people, side bitches who are invisible, or side niggas who are invisible, whatever and shit. Like, I guess the bottom line to all relationships is communication, though, right? So if you got the right communication, the motherfuckers talking and shit, I guess that shit could possibly work. Like, it's obviously, it's gonna be boundaries, just like any other relationship. I'm guessing some kind of boundaries that are set in those, you know, type of situations. But it's just multiple attitudes that you have to deal with together. Like, I don't see how, and that's not even just for, like, the dude with the chicks. Like, is a chick having to deal with another woman and a dude and shit? Those are two separate kinds of emotions that you gotta deal with. So I don't know how many chicks is ready to deal with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta deal with the woman who's, like, as fickle as you, and then you gotta deal with the nigga who don't know how to communicate and shit. Like, so you got both of those. So, like, it's a lot of, shit, there's a lot of work that's got to go into, man, this shit for it to be successful.
It's just too much, period, bro.
It's too much.
It's too much, bro. I got to go to work. I got to go do all this shit. I got to fuck two pussies, like, every night. Man, I can't do that shit, bro. I'm like, I really can't, bro. Like, it's too much, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You ever see them African niggas on the table? Like, we like chicken shawarmas. We like pizza. We don't like have sex every day. Tired. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck, I'm tired, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck shit, I'm supposed to do?
On paper, it sounds great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. Sound like a championship team on paper.
It sounds awesome.
But I ain't got time for all that shit. Man.
Financially, that shit probably could work. That shit will work.
Yeah, because there's more money in the pot, right?
There's more money in the pot,
but there's still more money you got to come out of.
What you mean?
I'm not buying flowers for one. I got to, it's like having twins. I got to come home with two of every goddamn thing.
Shit, you got enough split money. Shit, you got enough money saving.
Take it out the pot.
Take it out the pot.
There you go. The money you ain't spending on bills and shit.
Yeah, it
is. Can't just buy one cheeseburger. I got to buy two of them motherfuckers.
You got about three. What about yourself?
Right. Nigga said he ain't gonna eat like fucking shit. I ain't eat. I just can't do it. Like, I want to say it's gonna be fun, but I can't. Like, the whole, and this is no knock against motherfuckers who do this shit and do it successfully or shit unsuccessfully and gave it a shot. But I'm cool on that shit. Like, for the one aspect, you think, like, yeah, it might be cool to have both of them as sexual partners and shit. But, like, that's only a small piece of the fucking relationship, nigga. So, what about all that extra shit?
I would deal with all the extra shit.
You said you would deal with all the shit? Nigga, you wouldn't do that shit, though.
I would deal with the abuse. I would deal with whatever comes negative.
You do loud shit.
All of that is worth it.
No, I'm talking shit.
Yeah, I figured that shit again. Cause I again, like, it's for a moment, you know, whatever. But we really trying to make a lasting relationship.
That'd be hard,
like,
though.
I would
imagine
it would.
My thing is, if y'all go out and you know y'all walking through the parking lot or whatever, and a nigga try to check one of them out, I mean, do you get mad?
I mean, they both yours, so the same way you would handle it if it was one.
Check my women out, I got a problem.
So, my thing is, would you expect her to check him, or do I got to check him?
Yeah.
Or do we both just check this nigga?
We all check him.
It's a group checking.
What if she liked that nigga? What if she want to bring that nigga into the circle?
No, wait.
Then what you got to do?
You catch y'all. No, don't check him.
Exactly. Then now what, you got to beat your bitch up and shit? What, no, you got to do that?
Find another one.
Get rid of her.
Like, come on, baby.
Go with dog and shit.
Come on, baby.
Lost one.
My nigga Raha Sudra checking in with her, though.
What's up, bro?
I think we had this conversation before. He married now. I don't know if we're going to still have that same conversation, but I think we were talking about this poly lifestyle shit. I think a lot of people say that they do that shit. I don't know if they actually... Once you really sit down and look at the dynamics of that shit,
too much, bro.
Yeah, I feel like it's too much. Now, in other cultures where, you know, the women just are kind of they different. They're a little bit more submissive.
And it's in their religion.
It's imprinted in their culture for real. It's not weird to them. So now you're talking about for us, even though it may not be weird, maybe westernized thinking has made us start thinking that it was weird, but shit, that's just what we think now. So now to go in and try to change that dynamic, nigga, that's like relearning.
Have a bunch of concubines running around the house.
Right. You know, it's like, that's like relearning life again, which don't mean that it's not possible. This shit just ain't possible.
I mean,
for me,
shit. And you know what I'm saying? In Africa, we probably live like that, though. You know,
no, for sure. Like, ain't no probably to it.
We don't even know.
Yeah, ain't no probably to it, for sure. Other cultures and shit, that's not.
See, that's why Nas was trying to get better.
Shit, niggas in the Bible had multiple wives. Niggas like, shit, that's. You know what I'm talking about? And I don't even want to go out to the Bible and shit, but yeah. Like it's in that thing. Yeah, feel me? Yeah. So if you're listening right now, dog, we want to know, dog. Hit me in the comment box. Are you down with that poly life, dog? Would you get down with that situation? Now, if you as a dude, and shit, obviously, I know we're talking about with two women. If you in a regular relationship, right? Like we're just talking about just you and one other person, and this was her idea. Do you think differently of it if you didn't come up with the idea? Cause it's not an open relationship. It's still the poly thing, but like, what if it was her idea? Well, do you still feel some kind of way about this?
We can have a conversation about it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But you would feel more comfortable if you brought it up.
No.
Okay, no. I'm just curious.
If she brings it up, who the hell is me to tell her we can't have us another woman? Who want to tell her no?
Right.
Give her what she wants. That TG shit.
Are you want another dude? Wait a minute.
Then give her another shot. What you say, dog? It don't matter.
Nah.
Either way it come up, it's just a conversation.
Yeah. I mean, it will be discussed. Mm-hmm. I'm not just going to come home to two of you motherfuckers and I'm not knowing what the fuck is going on. I'm going to have an attitude.
Right, but like, what's the difference, though? Like, he said that if his woman come to him talking about she want an open relationship, then fuck you, go fuck that nigga. Like, so that means that you want to fuck with somebody outside the shit, right? So what's the difference? That means she want to fuck somebody else. That's why she came to you with the shit. So why not have the same reaction? For the poly shit, just cause you get the benefit from it.
Yep. Exactly. You knew that's gonna be his answer. I don't even know why you asked him that.
Yeah, you involved with him.
Yeah.
Open is like shit.
As long as you involved, you good. I don't know. I think it's the same concept.
It's a team effort, so he good with
it. Is it a difference if you meet them both at the same time? Versus them trying to bring somebody else in.
I think so. That's the way I look at it. I kind of think so.
That'd be dope.
It would be more ideal.
Yeah, you met them both at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then y'all agreed right then and there on the spot.
Yeah, it would be more ideal for me. So you, I probably still wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it like that.
I probably still wouldn't do it though. I tried for a weekend. And then I have to tell him I gotta wash my hair next week. And then I block him. for a weekend, for sure.
Yeah, you say that now with that easy either.
That shit is hanging out the back. I need a line up shit.
Cruising.
Put a Jerry curl in this bitch, dog. That's the only part that grow good and shit is back there. It's still thin at the top, dog. One of these days, I'm gonna do a show without my hat and shit, dog. Nah, I'm making that.
Cruising.
That shit looks sweet under that, though.
What you letting the shit grow for?
I don't know. Shit, just cuz.
Get some braids, bro. Tell
fuck that, hell no. Nah. Out here looking like Stevie Wonder and shit.
Nigga, that's right. Get your dread comb over. Don't just
a dread comb over, nigga. No, I'm not doing that shit. Bro.
Like my nigga from Wild and Out.
Oh, she gonna be. I don't know. I just been letting that shit grow, nigga. To another something milestone in my life or some shit. Then maybe I cut it. I don't know. Fuck it.
Man,
keep that shit until my birthday.
This can dread that shit.
You don't fucking dreads, man. Don't fucking forehead too. Stupid as hell. All right, we about to get about this motherfucker. I'm trying
Bumble
to get
high. Blood. Dread hold that on. Shit, bro.
I'm gonna do that shit though, for real. You know I can't talk and smoke at the same time. I don't even know why I was trying. What time you gotta get out of here? Immediately.
Right now.
All right, we gonna go around the block one last time, then. This nigga trying to... Hey, one of these weak niggas trying to blow the smoke out the way and shit. Fuck you, buddy.
Oh, no, fuck you. That's like we had them cigarettes.
Hell yeah. Glad that shit over. Oh, shit. Damn. Right, we gonna go around the block one last time, dog. If you got a last minute comment, hit me in the comment box right now, dog. Today is Friday. Not sure what's going on tonight or this weekend and shit, but it is the weekend, so party safely. All that good shit, dog. Yep. Angry Man, what you want to leave the people with, dog, today before we get about this motherfucker?
You good? Okay.
That nigga ain't gonna say nothing.
Right.
Now, my thing is, dog, just have an understanding about the shit. You know, just gonna be out here getting random motherfuckers. And I mean, I guess if y'all put them together, I guess shit, that's something y'all agree on right off the motherfucking rip. But the shit is weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think I can do no shit like that. Yeah, I mean, it's too fucking much. It's like Money said, it's enough dealing with one at home to come home. What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, the weed? Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
This is like weak as hell.
But yeah, man, you know, I mean, just protect your neck out there,
man. Like you too.
You ain't bullshitting.
Dog, this nigga weak as hell.
I don't know, man. Today's weird. I guess I got too much sleep. But, yeah, man. I mean, just choose your shit wisely. And if you like it, like it. Don't get an attitude halfway through it. You know what I mean? When somebody else getting more attention than you and shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's when the shit goes south.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers start killing each other and shit.
But, like Fatal Attraction, nigga.
Yeah. I mean, you would know about that, kid. But.
The TV show, nigga. What you talking about?
You have, you know, you've acted out some scenes and you just didn't die.
Duh. Wow. What type of shit?
Oh my god.
You just didn't die.
Anyway.
You know what I'm saying? You just didn't die.
Anyway,
you know, that's funny.
Some of those practices were performed on you.
Wow.
Okay. And, you know, just be careful, man. You know, take. My man got bucks out. He said he coming out another one. You know, he want to reach out to the gay community. What you going to call this book, man? The White Building?
Nigga, it's the book that I already wrote, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
what is this nigga talking about?
What he
say? You going to call it the White Building.
I don't know, bro. It's safe out here, dog. I know you want to associate me with the LGBTQ community.
You said
shit.
It earlier, not me.
So that I can't keep fucking all the hoes out here and shit. But it's okay, nigga. Hoes is safe.
Are they?
Hoes are safe.
We'll find you a non-violent one, man. If they so safe, find you a one that ain't gonna kick your ass.
First of all, nigga, ain't it? Anyway, final sentence.
That's all I'm saying, man. Be careful out here, man. You know, like Monk always say, know who you fucking with, man. You know what I mean? Because what if both of them want to beat you up at the same time, man? You can't be getting your ass kicked by two women at the same time.
I've never gotten my ass kicked by no woman, bro.
I mean, that's what you say.
All right, we're going to let him live. Let him live, bro. He said that shit. Let him live.
Fuck this nigga with his face mask on, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you? We can say,
let that nigga live, bro.
Let him live, man.
Let him live, bro.
All right, well, a good ass kicking care now, I'll fuck with your memory, so that's what they tell me.
Anyway,
yeah, man. But,
some more money, dog. What you say, bro?
I say, man, if y'all about that poly life, bro, you know what I'm saying? Go win it full.
Your bitch ass, man. Take that shit off.
Go in that shit full force, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you about that life, just do it, bro. Like, don't let nothing get in between y'all relationship. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? Like, if you can't deal with that shit, then don't deal with that shit, because it's a lot. It's a lot of shit to deal with, shit. Like I said, like, you got to deal with all these different attitudes and don't let kids be in that.
Nigga sound like Baby D and shit. Y'all the best motherfuckers.
don't let kids be involved in the whole situation. That's a whole nother motherfucking entity, bro. That shit crazy, bro. You doing all this shit.
I can't take you seriously, bro. You sound like Baby D, nigga.
You doing too much, bro. Like honestly, that's just too much. But if you bought it, man, go full force in that shit, bro. Do what you do, man. You know what I mean? Like a lot of niggas do like that kind of shit. You know, a lot of women like that kind of shit. But me personally, hell no, I don't want them problems, bro. That's too much, man. Too many attitudes to deal with. It's hard enough to deal with this motherfucking one. Then I got to deal with two of these motherfuckers. Hell no. You know what I'm saying? Periods. Hell no, nigga.
Two G's. What you say, bro?
That's it, man. My younger years, man. I'm most definitely take that.
Nigga, what? Did you say anything?
I don't know, man. He didn't say shit.
Oh, I'm saying my younger years.
Right, nigga talking into his shirt and shit.
But my older years, man. No, I probably wouldn't like today and shit, man. Like, I mean, I'm saying, I don't know, man.
I'm scared.
Just take it up. Anyway, on that note, bro. Like, for me, no, it's a no. Like, I can't really do it. And not just on the tip of dealing with attitudes and shit like that. But it's just also just it's too many love languages to read. It's too many minds to understand. Nigga, it's too many ways to understand. Too many things that I have to figure out between two motherfuckers, dog, at the same time. So like, you continuously have to keep these motherfuckers happy if you want the relationship to you know, be successful is a lot of work. Not to say that it can't be done. I'm just perhaps too lazy to do that shit. So it's not going to work for me. Obviously, the sex thing sounds like it's a great idea. But I also know that sex is only a small percentage of an actual relationship. So with all that other shit going on, I can't do it. Salute to motherfuckers who can, though. For sure, for sure. V just checking in. What up, though? V's mobile bar is somewhere out here, I suppose. We haven't had no drinks in fucking months, so I don't know. But what up, though, V?
Yeah.
Right, the year since motherfucking 2020 and shit, probably. Anyway, but anyway, on that note, dog, we about this motherfucker, dog. Again, it is Friday. Not sure what you niggas is getting into, but whatever you go do, make sure that you do arrive alive, dog. Till the next time. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, show, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. I got my man 2G's in the building.
Show.
My nigga Angry Man holding it down.
Protect your neck.
My nigga Monk Money in the building.
Yeah.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Red Zone Hoes.
Peace out, y'all.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.